helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, in the house with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am not Jared. My name is Josh Smith. I'm the producer for the In the House show. Jared is actually out of town, and normally it's Ken and Josh if Jared's out of town, but today it is Josh and James. I actually have James Tucker with me. He is a salesperson for Universal Roof and Contracting, and he also happens to be Ken's nephew, just moved down from Seattle to, I guess, get out of the cold and I guess jump from the ice box into the frying pan. I'm not sure the exact the exact analogy there to use, but James is here with me, and we're here to answer your home improvement questions. If you have a question about roofing, electrical, generators, hurricane preparedness, anything like that, give us a call at 855-765-1045. You are the best part about this show. So if you have any questions, give us a call at 855-765-1045. The show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. Their website is www.universalroof.com, and their phone number is 904-495-0948. And they actually, I believe their call center is open right now. They have people there to take your questions. If you have any leaking going on with the storms we've been having, something like that, hail damage, anything like that, questions about your roof, have them, give them a call, have them send out one of their professionals. They are licensed professionals in the state of Florida. Let them come out and give you their expert opinion on what's going on. And if you have a question for us, our number is 855-765-1045. And a couple weeks ago, Ken and I were on. We had just gotten back from our trip to Milwaukee. I know James wished that he he wished that he went on the trip to Milwaukee with us. But Ken and I got back. We saw all the latest tools at their 2019 New Product Symposium. And one of their companies is Empire. They make layout and levels. And Empire is actually celebrating their 100th anniversary. They were founded in 1919. And now it's 2019, so they've been around for 100 years. And celebrating that, they're actually doing a Levels for Life contest. You can check it out on our Facebook or our Instagram page. We have a link to it. We think it would be very, very cool if one of our listeners in our audience actually won this contest. And the way it works is that you just fill out a form, and if you are the winner, you win $500 worth of Empire layout and measuring solutions each year for the next 30 years. So if you sign up and you win this thing, for the next 30 years, you're going to get $500 worth of layout and measuring tools from Empire, which is a pretty awesome, that's a pretty awesome giveaway. And our Facebook is In the House Show. That's if you go to at In the House Show on Facebook, or our Instagram, which is also In the House Show. We'll have the link there. It's already up, so you just click on it, and it'll direct you to the page. Again, the number to call, and if you have any questions, is 855-765-1045. So, James, good morning. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here to jump in with us today. Tell us about the differences between the Pacific Northwest, the great state of Washington, Seattle. Tell us the differences that you've noticed between the way that they do roofing and the way that you've seen it done here.
Well, thanks. Glad to be here. Excited to be here. I spent first part of my childhood up until I left around 17 years old here in the South in Florida and Alabama. And so I was used to the heat and things like that, but didn't really know anything about home improvement or roofing or any of that. And then I spent 30 years up in Seattle, and you know, roofs get replaced, and I had replaced of all the homes I owned up there, I think I replaced a roof one time. And it's roofs tend to last a lot longer in the Pacific Northwest because of the elements is completely different. You'll wake up in Seattle in July, and it'll be 50 degrees outside. Now, it may.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have, if it was 50 degrees here in July, you know, we would be, I guess, preparing for Armageddon or something.
But, you know, by the time it gets noon, you know, it could jump right back up to 80, 90 degrees. We don't have a lot of 90 degrees days, although we've been having them more and more in the summers, the mornings are always very cool, and so most of the homes in Seattle that are built even today in 2019 do not come standard with air conditioning.
That is unbelievable.
Because of at night everything cools down, so even if your house maybe get pretty warm during the day, by the night, so somewhere between midnight to 2 a.m., it kind of cools off if you have your windows open, if you still trust society enough to have your windows open, it'll cool down. And so in the mornings when you wake up, you might start off the day with a jacket. Like I like to, you know, ride my motorcycle on a weekend, so I might start Saturday morning with a light jacket on, and then, you know, in short sleeves by noon, 1 o'clock, and then you're sweating to death come five. But here, you wake up, and I think yesterday morning was one of our cooler mornings. It was like 71, 72 degrees, still muggy, humid, and everything. But on the roofs tend to last 25, 30 years up in Washington, so they're not as replaced as often as they are in Florida, where I'm seeing roofs replaced between that 10 and 15 year mark more often. Sure, there's some roofs that make it to 17 and even some that make it to 20, 25, but that is not the norm here. And the granular loss is, I think, just extremely faster than it is in Washington. I can be on a roof that's 20 years old and not see the granular loss that's on a roof that's 12 years old here in Florida. And it's just the extremes of when you get that hard rain and it cools that roof down. And then as soon as it's done, the sun pops back up and just starts heating it back up again. And then any water that might be sitting on that roof is just really hot, and it expands it, and it just shrinks it and expands it, shrinks it, expands it, and just
yeah. If you have a question about roofing, give us a call at 855-765-1045. Again, it's 855-765-1045. And I want to go back to that comment you just made, because I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and I was saying, hey, when you go online to CertainTeed or Owens Corning's website to look at shingles, you actually 100% need to put in your zip code. And the reason behind that is because, just like you're saying, we have a completely different climate and building code in Florida, and not all shingles that are produced for the entire United States meet our code requirements. So if you, for instance, went to CertainTeed's site and fell in love with a shingle, it actually could be a shingle that's only sold in the north, you know, like Michigan and things like that. States. I'm originally from Michigan. You know, James lived in Seattle forever. There's a lot of difference in terms of the heat and in terms of the wind that those states get compared to us. And I can tell you, growing up in Michigan, if Michigan was hit with 80-mile-an-hour winds, you know, bursts of 80-mile-an-hour winds during an afternoon thunderstorm, it could be catastrophic. Whereas here in Florida, you know, that's kind of commonplace. You know, we'll have days where we have wind, you know, afternoon thunderstorms that roll in, and you could have a wind burst that's 60, 70 miles an hour. And so it's just different parts of the country, different climate, if you will.
Yeah, it changes everywhere. I think, you know, I've spent time in Arizona, and I don't see roofs getting hammered as hard in Arizona as they do in Florida. And, you know, they have some pretty extreme heat, but I think their climate is fairly consistent there, where here, Here it varies based on the rain.
Yep. We'll get a lot of rain. We'll get a tremendous amount of rain in a short amount of time. We'll get hail, and we'll also have high winds. And then, you know, in the winter, we do actually get to near zero or sometimes below zero. So in those cases, the roofing here, the materials that go into a roof and the technology that goes into making an asphalt shingle really is pretty amazing that they could actually come out with a product that lasts that long and takes that kind of beating. One of the things James and I were actually talking about was granular loss. And if you have gone outside lately and you've noticed just a tremendous, like a tremendous amount of granular that came down your gutter and it's in your driveway and it's not normal, you know, you're looking at it and you're going, that's a lot of granular. It's not just, you know, a teaspoon or something. I mean, there's a pound of granular there. Looks like a pound of sand just sitting there coming out of the gutter and, you know, it just blows out in the driveway. That is generally not normal. And if that's the case, and we're now in storm season, we're in hurricane season, give a licensed roofer a call, and we recommend Universal Roofing Contracting. Have them come out. Universal Roofing Contracting comes out for free. They'll take a look at it because you could have a significant amount of hail damage, for instance, which actually causes that granular loss. And that hail damage could be shortening the life of your roof, and it would be much better to identify it now and deal with it versus let it carry on and then form a problem later. You know, preparation it's always better than actually trying to scramble at the last minute during an emergency. So if you actually have noticed anything like that in your home, give Universal Roof and Contracting a call at 904-495-0948. Again, that's 904-495-0948. We have a kind of a running total of questions that we've had over the years. And one of the text questions in this being storm season we wanted to talk about is there a safe way to connect an external generator to the entire house electrical system by plugging it in? And yes, there is. The safest way is either a automatic transfer switch or a manual transfer switch. The differences between the two of those are that an automatic transfer switch will detect the voltage loss. So the power goes out at your home. That switch will detect that loss. The automatic standby generator will turn on and start running, and the switch will flip, and you will go from utility power to generator power. That's a very nice option. It's completely automated, and the generators that do that kind of work are ones that, you know, they'll have some computer horsepower with them too, and they do automatic diagnostics, and they do cycling once a month automatically where it starts itself and runs for a little bit to move the oil and fluids through it. That's one option, and it's a great option. And if you're thinking about that, you want to go to a licensed electrician to make that purchase. The other option is to have a portable generator and do a manual transfer switch. And what that is that you generally have the generator stored somewhere on the property. After the storm has passed, you go out, set it up in the yard away from the house to prevent carbon monoxide from coming into the home. You plug the generator in, and then you manually throw the switch. And what that's doing is that's isolating that generator, so that generator is only powering your home and not sending electricity back up the line, past your meter, and into the transformer at the street, which would then kick that power back up and could potentially injure or kill a lineman that's trying to get the power back on for your whole area. So it is very important that if you do a generator system, whether it be an automatic or manual option, that you have a licensed electrician come out and do that transfer switch, because it will save someone's life. Or it could save someone's life working on the line. That music means we're coming up on a break. There's a line open for you. Give us a call at 855-765-1045. Again, 855-765-1045. We're going to take a break and pay some bills. We'll be right back. Good morning. We are back. the In the House show. Normally In the House with Jared. This is In the House today with Josh Smith, producer, and James Tucker. James is an estimator for Universal Roofing Contracting. If you have a question for us, we have open line for you at 855-765-1045. That number again is 855-765-1045. We're here to answer any home improvement questions you have. If you have a honey-do list this weekend and you're trying to tackle it, give us a call. We'd love to hear about it and give you our advice. During the break, James and I were actually talking about a warranty, or not a warranty, but a plan that Owens Corning offers that Universal Roofing Contracting actually can include with the shingles and the benefits that it offers. So, James, what's the deal?
Well, Universal Roofing is we are a platinum contractor with Owens Corning. And what that means is you have to go through a certain process of becoming a certified installer with them, with Owens Corning, to become a platinum contractor. That's their highest rated contractor. And because we are, we can offer our customers and homeowners a platinum protection roofing system limited warranty. And the benefits of that warranty is pretty phenomenal. And I think it's something that gets overlooked. And I don't know if sometimes maybe an estimator doesn't always let their customers know. We forget, whatever the case is. But just something that that we can offer our homeowners that not all roofing contractors can is, with this limited warranty, what we're able to do with this protection warranty that we offer is it is 50 years. It offers 50 years replacement of the shingle. That includes tear off and haul away, all the material. Obviously, your decking is not included. It's just the roofing material. So the underlayment, the starter shingles, the shingles themselves, all of that, it would be covered. And then for the first 50 years, and then the first 25 years of that warranty, 100% of the workmanship, so all labor, is included in that. And then the next 25 years, 50% of the labor is included. So if you're at year 26 to year 50, and you need your roof replaced, and Owens Corning deems that it's a warranty that would fall under warranty, then you would pay for 50% of the labor. Now, here's some of the other cool things about this. So the first 15 years that you have this warranty claim, these architectural shingles, the duration true definition are what we sell the most shingles of with Universal. So the first 15 years, if any of those shingles are blown off, whether it's a hurricane storm or not, as long as the winds do not increase over 130 miles an hour, because these shingles are rated for 130 miles an hour. So as long as a hurricane that hit your area, that the winds did not register over 130 miles an hour, if any of those shingles were blown off, Owens Corning will replace those right off the bat. They'll come out there. Wow. You don't even have to claim, put in a claim with your insurance company because there was a hurricane. You would only need to do that if it's after 15 years or if the wind was clocked over 130 miles an hour.
Right. Or instances where, like, for instance, if a neighbor's tree fell on your house or something like that. So it.
Right.
Right. So right. If there was like a projectile that actually penetrated the roof, or, you know,
yeah,
those are like the fine print details. But
that's correct. I'm just talking wind.
Yeah.
I'm just talking wind, if something falls on your roof or, you know, a State Farm commercial where or a farmer's commercial where an actual car comes through your roof. Yes, Owens Corning will not protect that.
Yeah.
But this warranty, and then here's the great thing about this. So you spend thousands of dollars on a roof. Everybody knows roofing is expensive, especially if you have a quality contractor that does it. Anybody can slap together a roof, see it all the time. I can't tell you how many calls I've been on where a roof has been done in the last 2 or 3 years, and the homeowners tried to get a hold of the contractor. The phone number is disconnected. Nothing's working. and you get up there and you find out that it just wasn't done correctly. So two parts to this. Number one, on an average 30 squared shingled roof, that cost is going to be around $600 for that warranty, that extended protection plan that Owens Corning offers and that we can provide for you. So $600 on a 30-square roof. You know, and look, I'm giving you a real ballpark. You know, it could be where, you know, who knows what your price is, because every pitch is different.
Right.
Every house is cut up different.
Every roof is different.
But yep. But on a 30-square roof, you're talking $600. And then here's the other thing. This is why Owens Corning allows us to do this, because Owens Corning audits us on our roofs. Because when we offer that protection, we have a very high standard that we have to follow. So Owens Corning 2 months ago came out to Florida and said, hey, we're going to look at 8 roofs. And they contact us, said, these are the roofs we're going to look at. And they're going to basically do an audit of how we put it together. And if we did not put that roof together on that home correctly, that we didn't do it by manufacturer specifications and use all the material that we're supposed to use and do it right, they then tell us that we have 60 days to fix it, or they're going to let the homeowner know that you just had a roofing company do a terrible job. And there's not a, you know, there's no way we would ever want to do that. We pride ourselves in quality.
Yep. So that music means we're coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a break. We have a line open for you at 855-765-1045. That number again is 855-765-1045. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about your honey-do list this weekend. Any roofing questions you have, storm damage, hurricane preparedness, give us a call, 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the In the House show. Normally it is In the House with Jared, but Jared is actually out of town, and normally filling in for him is myself, Josh Smith, producer, and normally it's Ken Melick, CEO of Universal Roofing Contracting, and his dad, Jared's dad, but actually Ken's out of town. Ken's in Georgia. Jared's out of town, so I'm filling in today with James Tucker, who is Ken's nephew and also one of the salespeople at Universal Roofing Contracting. So I'm glad to have James here with me. If you have a question, a honey-do list, roofing, air conditioning, anything going on at your house that you'd like to chat with us about on this Saturday morning, give us a call at 855-765-1045. That number again is 855-765-1045. Before the break, we were talking about roofing and hail damage and checking out your roof before hurricane season really takes full effect. It started June 1st, and we're basically a month into it now. We're into July now, basically, and coming up on that. So if you would like a licensed roofer to take a look, we recommend Universal Roofing Contracting at 904-495-0948. That number again is 904-495-0948, and their website is universalroof.com. They're a great company to come out and have them take a look at your roof, free estimate or a free evaluation to see what's going on there. It's better to be prepared and do some preparation and take a look at it than it is to get caught in the middle of a storm with some significant water intrusion and things like that. Also, we're talking about the Empire Levels for Life contest. I think it would be the coolest thing ever if someone in our audience actually won this contest. So Empire Level is celebrating their 100th anniversary. And in order to celebrate that, they're giving away a lifetime supply of Empire Level tools. So the contest, if you go on Instagram, check out our Facebook page, which is In the House Radio, or our Instagram, which is In the House show. If you go on there, check out Levels for Life or hashtag Levels for Life. The contest is through Empire. They're going to do $500 worth of Empire layout and measuring solutions each year for 30 years. So every year for 30 years, you're going to end up getting $500 worth of of Empire products. And that so go to our follow us on In the House at In the House Radio Show, which is at In the House Radio Show on Facebook. Follow us. We've got the link there right on our page. You can go click and fill it out and win. And then when you win, call us to let us know that you won. And then, you know, maybe send us a couple levels or something like that every year. I don't know. be generous. We're the ones that told you about it. So check that out. Empire Levels for Life contest. It's really cool. We got a line open for you at 855-765-1045. We were also talking about text questions that we've had over the years and today about how to connect an external generator to the house by plugging it in. We also had a question, someone was asking about paralleling a generator. So paralleling is basically when you have two generators and they combine their forces to be something larger than each one is individually. Generally speaking, when you look at tailgate generators, like the smaller ones that are very portable and almost silent, if you will, when they run, those generators generally have kits, and they come with a kit where you could buy that exact generator, multiple of them, and link them together to actually run them in parallel. Those are parallel from the manufacturer, which is what we recommend. It is not recommended to take two generators and try to link them together. It's just not a good idea. So best bet if you're looking for a standby generator option or something, a solution where you can have yourself a temporary portable generator, which is great for tailgating and all that stuff. But then when the time comes that you have a hurricane or a natural disaster and you need power for your home, do a portable generator and do one large enough to do everything you want it to do with a manual transfer switch for your home, or purchase one that's designed to be run in parallel. I believe Honda, actually I know for a fact, Honda makes a very nice portable generator that's very quiet, and you can actually link them. And when you link them, you combine their forces and you can do, you can run some pretty high wattage demanding items.
Yeah, I like the fact that you know, you have your tailgate generator and then you have one for your home that's actually larger, because those typically will have, as you mentioned, will have a larger gas tank, so you're not filling it up as much. So if you have, yep, a bunch of them daisy chained, paralleled up, you know, you're going around filling these small tanks a lot, you know, and spending most of your time doing that instead, yep, of enjoying the fruits of its labor.
Yeah, and there's a lot of new generator technology out there with fuel injection and things like that, where the generators will run at a lower usage of fuel, unless it's under a high demand situation. Whereas if you were to take a smaller generator and even run it in parallel, when you're using very demanding things, like for instance running an air conditioning system, you're running that generator or both of them at a very, you know, you're running them at 100%, each of them. So your demand on fuel is significant compared to a generator that you're running at maybe 50%. So just some things to think about. You could talk for hours about generator technology and back and forth on what you prefer. My preference is a large portable generator. Mm-hmm. And then from that, go ahead and have it where it can do everything you need it to do. You know, the one downside I'll tell you is generally they're more noisy, so they're not really tailgate friendly. But you can always, you know, get a long extension cord. And you know, so if you're like a UF fan, you can park the generator next to the FSU tailgate and then just run a 100-foot cord over to your tailgate or something like that. But some friendly rivalry. If you have a question for us, our number is 855-765-1045. We're talking about roofing, hurricane preparedness, storm damage. I know James had mentioned that he had been up on some roofs recently and seen some significant hail damage. And when you see that and you go up on a roof and you see where the granulars have, you know, pooled, like you said, in the gutter, and you get up there and you see half an inch layer of granule along the bottom of the gutter, it's time to have a licensed roofer take a look at it and give you an evaluation to see if you, you know, if you have hail damage.
Yeah, for sure. And when you're seeing that massive amount of granules come off, it's getting time where you should be seriously considering getting a new roof, because it's just a matter of time that you're going to start seeing some penetrations, because as the granules dissipate from the shingle, then you have that tar, which is going to also dissipate and weaken, and then you start seeing the fibers of the shingle, and water can start penetrating through there, get through the decking. It does take some time till it gets inside that attic, and then it takes some time to get through that and the insulation to get through your ceiling. But when you start seeing your ceiling, it's anytime you have any leaks, it's always alarming. But when you start seeing through your ceiling, it's time to get pretty serious about it, because it's gone through several layers to get to that point. And one of the things that I've come across in the last 2 weeks is I've been into houses. Last Saturday, as a matter of fact, I was in a house, and a customer wanted me to they had had some penetrations where a tree had fallen on their roof, and she wanted us to look at that because she was experiencing some leaks again. And she had a handyman come up and fix it after a tree fell on her roof. So a non-licensed roofing contractor did it. And so I was looking, and the job did not look very professional, didn't look clean, didn't look seamless. And so I asked her if I could get in her attic. And when I got up in her attic, not only was it coming through the decking, the plywood of underneath the shingles, but it was now in the trusses.
Wow.
And when it's in the trusses, and I mean, I got the pictures of it, it was just a black, dark mess. When it gets in your trusses, you're talking a massive amount of money it could cost to, if you have to replace a truss. Now, there's a lot of things that we can do to, if we catch it in time, that we can save the truss.
Yeah.
We can add some more support to that. We can sister up. There's things that we can do. And, but if you let it go too long, you got to get an engineer. That can cost $2,000 to $3,000 just for an engineer to come out and tell you what you need to do to fix it.
Yep. I want to continue on that topic. We're going to take a question or a call from Jim in Fleming Island. Jim, how you doing? Good morning. Jim, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep. What's your question this morning?
All right. I was considering getting a little portable generator for my house to run some stuff. Portable AC unit, refrigerator, freezer, but I also wanted to run some electronics. Now, a lot of those generators that, unless they're an inverter, I guess they are not clean enough energy to run electronics. I didn't know if there was a way, to get some kind of, something in between the generator and the electronics. So I didn't want to buy, you know, multiple generators, one to run the AC and the refrigerator freezer, and then have to get a second one to run the electronics. Is there any way that I can get some kind of buffer between the generator and the electronics to, for my house stuff, for the, TV and the other electronics?
There is. So what you're talking about is the way that generators produce power, and a cheaper way to do it is called modifying sine wave. So what it does is it doesn't give pure clean power like you get from the utility company. Pure sine wave technology does exist in certain generators. You will pay more for it, but generally speaking, the power that it gives out is going to be great for everything. So giving good pure sine wave technology power to every device you're running is not going to hurt it at all. It's actually going to be better for it. Hooking a generator that does use modified sine wave, which is a cheaper way to make power, if it, it's not good for your sensitive electronics like your TV, but generally speaking, it's best to just use pure sine wave for everything, because that's what manufacturers build things to the spec in this country. So my suggestion would be to look into and maybe pay a little extra for a generator that comes with pure sine wave technology. If that's way out of the price range, you could also go and look at a surge strip So now some of the higher end surge strips actually have built-in power conditioners. So what that means is that the power coming into the strip could be distorted or whatever, you know, from the generator or even from the utility company. It enters this. There's special electronics inside of this conditioner surge strip that will actually clean up, if you will, that electricity and then deliver clean power with almost, you know, no harmonic distortion to your sensitive electronics. When you're
say surge strip, is that a surge protector?
So generally they're bigger than surge protectors. It's a surge protector / power conditioner. If you want to search for it online, look up power conditioner. They're generally speaking pretty expensive. And then usually what goes along with it is the more expense you put into one of these, the higher end it's going to be in the better electronics. And they'll have warranties where they go for the surge side, you know, will cover, you know, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 worth of connected devices, and you know you can read the fine print on all that. My recommendation would be to figure out how much you're willing to spend on a generator, look at what you would pay on a conditioner, and then if the difference in that is significant, go with the both. Go with this, the conditioner and the generator. But it might actually be cheaper to just buy a generator that has a very low total harmonic distortion, and then you don't actually need both. You could just use a simple power strip. I know most of the manufacturers, speaking about like Generac and Kohler, most of them make generators that do have very low total harmonic distortion and that they do put out clean power. You could also check out, there's a company that's actually local to Florida. It's called Gator Generator, and I've actually talked to them a number of times about doing the show, and it never just panned out. But they actually make really high-end generators here locally that do put out clean power, and they started as a generator company for roofing. So commercial roofing uses basically the machines that apply a lot of the membrane roofs are run with a computer. So they actually have a very cool diesel. I've looked at it forever. It's a very cool diesel generator. You know, so it's one of those ones that would probably last you forever. And it does meet that low total harmonic distortion.
Okay. Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, and that's the spec. So when you do look at generators, look at total harmonic distortion. And, you know, when you go on any of the major websites, for instance, Kohler or Generac, you can check out their total harmonic distortion and then pick one that suits your needs. So generally speaking, really high wattage generators would probably put out, generally speaking, more dirty power, if you will, but that's because generating that load, that 10,000 or 8,000 watts, it's a very tasking process. So if you're going to go with something like that, check it out and then decide if the cost is worth it or just go with a conditioner. But that's a great question, Jim. Great. Thanks for that call.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Yep, that leaves the line open for you at 855-765-1045. Again, 855-765-1045. Give us a call. We'd love to hear what you're doing this weekend. We'll be right back. Good morning. We are back in the house with Jared normally, but I'm actually here, Josh Smith, producer of the show, here with James Tucker to talk to you about your home improvement questions and anything you've got going on this weekend. We got about 3 minutes before the end of the show, so I definitely want to mention if you are looking for an estimate by a licensed professional roofing contractor, we highly recommend Universal Roofing Contracting. Let them come out, take a look at your roof. The estimates are free. Let them do an evaluation and tell you what's going on. 904-495-0948, or check out their website at universalroof.com. And then I was actually talking to James about a project that I did about a year and a half ago at my house where we were doing a remodel and we needed to replace some doors, and we actually did a backyard patio door, and just out of necessity, I bought one from a big box store. And, you know, a year and a half later now, I'm kind of regretting it because it's already rotting at the bottom and stuff. So I'm actually in the process of working with Renewal by Anderson. So they're a good part of the show. We highly recommend them. Renewal by Anderson does windows and doors. And so on our Facebook, In the House Radio Show, or our Instagram, which is In the House Show, make sure you go there and check out the Empire Levels for Life contest. And then coming up as I do that that project at my house, I'm going to make sure to post some before and after pictures of the patio doors that we're going to replace. And that's Renewal by Anderson. Their number is 904-222-80. Again, that's 904-222-8064. James, it's been a pleasure doing the show with you.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. James is bringing down. I wish you would bring some cold air with you.
Yeah, I'd love to.
James came down from Seattle, and I guess he left the refrigerator and went into the frying pan. That's the analogy we're going to use. It's been a great show. Thanks for all the listeners. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. God bless. See ya.